Hello, thank you for choosing to listen to Number One Rerun. We are Zoe and Carla, and each episode we get pop culture nostalgic after asking the listeners one simple question. Give us a date.
That's right, but this is our end of year special. Here's an outtake show instead. Let's go. Okay. Hello, Zoe.
Hello, Carla.
That was a delay.
Oh.
Did you not hear it?
Try again.
Hello, Zoe.
Hello, Carla. Is it the same?
No, I don't know what happened there. You just seem to be delaying it. It might not be. It might just be the feedback.
Okay.
We'll try again. One more. It's the last one, no matter what happens, because I'll just edit it so it sounds all right.
Okay.
Hello, Zoe.
Hello, Carla.
So, as we just said, this week, and this date was sent in by... Not check that.
Oh, get with the program.
Oh, I was really smug because I knew exactly what was coming up. And then I forgot to check the name. Well, I was going to say, the Mad Mile. I thought about this the other day when I went up it. I remember when I first got my car, I drove it to work. And one of the Saturday kids wanted to take home an Audrey Hepburn standee. So this is when I was working in a record shop. Okay, so we used to get standees of this, that and the other. She wanted to take it home and she didn't want to get on the bus with it. And she was like, oh, would you give me a lift home, please, now that I've got this new car? Because I've been talking about I've got a new car. And I didn't want to tell her that I was really frightened to go on the Mad Mile because I knew she lived in Banstead. So I knew to get to Banstead from Sutton, I'd have to go on the Mad Mile.
Right.
And each time I go along it, I just think of how terrified I was having Audrey Hepburn bobbing about in the back of my Nissan Micra.
Sorry, I don't understand. Why were you terrified about it? Just because of the size of it?
No, I was terrified that I was on the Mad Mile.
Oh.
Because I'd only just got my car. I'd got a new car. I mean, obviously, I'm not scared of it now. I was, you know, like that old lady. She's probably a bit nervy on the Mad Mile. You get nutters down there.
Yeah, I love the Mad Mile.
Well, you're one of them.
Hmm. I'm not. That's not true. I stay well within the speed limit. Well, thank you very much.
Just in case anyone's listening. Yeah, DVLA.
Yeah.
She doesn't go mad.
So the Audrey Hepburn, there's no relevance at all.
Well, no, that was explaining why I was on the Mad Mile. But it just reminds me of looking in my mirror and being really nervous and having this kid jabbering away in the passenger seat at me and then just looking in the back, and all I could see was Audrey's head bobbing along.
Right. You know, that makes me think of, this is a very specific reference, the Blow Up Dolls episode of Only Fools and Horses.
It was like that. Yes.
That's a very specific reference. Apologies to anyone who doesn't understand that.
Anyone British will understand that. That I guarantee you can't be British and not know every single episode of Only Fools and Horses.
Well, you need to be British and probably over 30, I would have thought.
Oh, I don't think so. They're on telly all the time.
Yeah, but people don't watch them anymore.
I think they do. Let us know if anyone under 30 happens to be listening to this while they're in the car with their grandparents. Let us know.
I'm just looking for it on YouTube.
Yes, yes.
And Esme got hold of my phone and managed to get into YouTube and found herself a Dougie video to watch earlier. How does she do it?
I mean, isn't it amazing? So Esme is not even 3 yet.
Yeah.
How can she type? She doesn't can't spell. Surely she can't spell.
She goes, she knows if my phone's unlocked, she can find the YouTube icon. And then in the list of, you know, because she watches a lot of
She's already played it.
Search for Dougie.
And I'm like, that is incredible.
No.
You made it less impressive.
I never said that she typed in
Dougie. You led me to believe it.
Anyway.
I mean, we're a little bit older. We were about 20 when that came out, I think. But would, if we watched American Pie for the first time now, would we enjoy it as much? Or do we enjoy it now because we saw it when we were a lot younger?
Well, you see what I mean? I think I don't know where you've got it from that I'm like this huge fan of American Pie.
Because I saw it with you in the cinema.
Yeah,
and you
and
laughed.
It was, I mean, it was fine, but like, it was, I'm not like, I wouldn't say like it's, a, you know, if I was to choose the films from the from my 20s, like American Pie would not feature at all.
What I will say is you laughed the hardest I've ever heard you laugh when we watched There's Something About Mary. So it was no There's Something About Mary, but you still laughed during American Pie.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's true. I think There's Something About Mary is funnier, without a doubt.
I mean, you were bordering on, you know, a bit over the top laughing in There's Something About Mary, as really? I recall. Yeah. Yeah, I bet you don't even remember seeing it with me, do you? But you have no recollection of that.
No, Carla, you know that I block out a lot of the things that I do with you just to keep myself sane.
But I saw it on the TV guide and I thought Captain Pat's American. He's probably not going to know Birds of a Feather. Let's talk about Baywatch. Let's throw him a bone.
Well, also, there wasn't anything better.
I don't even remember. That's the problem. We picked these dates so long ago that by the time we talk about them, I don't remember what the other options are.
Carla, Captain Pat only emailed us a month ago.
Did he really? It seems a lifetime.
I know. Tell me about it, doesn't it? That's what happens when you and I are trying to wait to move house. It's like a slow creeping death.
I can't believe it's only a month.
No. Honestly, I just checked that.
That's mad.
I know.
Okay. Yes, this year has moved rather slowly for both of us. That's your end.
It is. Well, I live right by a police station. What do you want me to do?
Yeah, but considering you live by the police station, we don't hear it coming from your side that often.
No. What does that say, Carla?
But, oh, it's a fuzz. Hold on.
Are we going to get the fuzz at your new house?
There's going to be even more fuzz. I'm nearer. Nearer to the action.
Well, but do they, maybe they don't set the speaker, I was going to say, siren off quite so early doors, so maybe we might.
I've got double glazing in the new flat, so I think
fancy.
Maybe. I know, I've gone up in the world. that newfangled double glazing that everyone's talking about nowadays.
Yeah. I can't believe we are already doing another Christmas special. I know it's very cliche to say that, but honestly, we walked past a local shopping centre the other day and Esme pointed out that they've got their Christmas decorations up, which are a load of like different coloured stars. And I was like, I swear it was only like a month ago that she was pointing those stars out to me before. I had a moment of like, are you kidding me? Where is this year gone?
This year has flown by. It's not been a normal year.
I mean, it's not been a fun year either, but...
No. Well, the last couple of years have been trying, haven't they, for everyone for different reasons. But this year, I don't know. Just seems to have gone by in a complete blur.
Yeah, totally. Well, that's because you and I have basically spent most of the year thinking we're going to move house. So.
Yeah, only 50% of us have. So let's not dwell on that. sore subject, isn't it?
Yeah, let's not go there. I don't think it is at all, Carla.
Well, let the listeners be the judge of that. Sorry, that was a motorbike. It wasn't my bound. Oh,
sounds like your stomach. Yeah, your stomach. You don't have to say bowels, do you? Could have said your stomach.
It's all connected, isn't it?
So rude. Oh, that's my...
What is that singing?
It's my watch telling me I need to take my eye drops. Soz.
Oh, okay. Go on then. You do that.
Well, I can multitask. I can do that while I'm talking to you.
Okay, fair enough.
Well, let's move on to our songs. Let's move on to...
Songs?
Oh, blimey. Let's move on to our TV. We might be better here. I can't even remember what I chose.
Okay. Well, you've never ever said that before. You've never been the one to move it along. I don't know how I feel about that. I think you're getting a bit cocksure.
You're boring me now.
You want to get off of this call as quickly as possible.
Yeah, I'm like, oh.
You're missing... Oh, no, I was going to say you're missing Love Island, but you're not. It's not on tonight. Don't you hate it when Love Island's not on a Saturday?
Yeah, and I've stopped. In fact, my telly is recording it. I'm going to go now and delete the recording because I can't be doing with the unseen bit. It annoys me.
Oh, no, it's not as good. No.
What we are missing is Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Oh, I prefer to tape that anyway because I like to run on the ads.
Fair.
So I'm all right with that.
Yeah.
Right. So what would you have been watching on this date, Zoe?
I don't know, Carla. I was
Birds of a Feather.
What is it?
Birds of a Feather.
I like the fact you like muttered it really
Why
quietly.
Why am I whispering it? Like the listeners won't hear.
Yeah. Also, it was like a stage whisper. That really wasn't that quiet.
Like, I'm not going to have to just cut that out. I'll be like, that is, it was so quiet that the human ear couldn't pick it up.
Yeah. What I'll be listening to, Carla, is, no, I won't be listening.
No, you won't be listening. Oh. You're watching it.
Oh.
Start again.
Shambles today. What I'll be watching, I was going to say what I'll be listening to again. What I'll be watching, Carla, is... No, that's not even right, is it? What I would have been watching is... Do you know what? I've had this real problem the last few days. I don't know what's wrong with me. Do you think it's the eye drops? But I can't get sentences out just lately.
I don't think it's the eye drop. That's not... a side effect of eye drop.
I don't know. I'm starting to wonder. I'm all over the shop. Do you know what we're missing, Carla? Sorry.
What?
The wheel is back.
Oh, yes. I've been taping that. I love the wheel. That's one of my favourite shows.
I just turned over and the wheel's on, so I've just recorded it.
But I didn't realise that you were a big fan of the wheel. I love the wheel.
So do I.
Great show. And I really like the song in it as well.
The wheel.
When they go on about the wheel.
The wheel.
It's so exciting.
Yeah, it's a good show. Despite Michael McIntyre.
Oh, come on. I like Mickey Mac.
Mickey Mac, is that what everyone...
is that what
we're calling him? Can I just say also a side note? I bit my tongue earlier and it's really swollen. And so sometimes I've got a bit of a lisp tonight. It's really swollen. Oh, God, I'm falling apart.
So ridiculous. Is that my washing machine or yours?
Not mine. I haven't got a washing machine on.
I can't believe I can, through these headphones, I hope that it doesn't pick up on the recording, I can hear my washing machine. You know that my kitchen's a fair distance from the living room with the door shut.
If it helps, I can't hear it.
Okay, so hopefully no one can hear it and I won't have to try and edit it out. Right. Birds of a Feather.
Birds of a Feather.
Is that more eye drops?
No, I'm not moving.
I thought you just said there was another beep.
No, there's no beep in it. What's going on with you of this like sudden like heightened...
heightened sense?
Between that and the washing machine, just relax, Carla, relax.
I'm like a dog.
You are.
How can I hear things no one else can hear?
I mean, that's not the only reason you're like a dog. Sorry, just talking about Damien Rice, do you remember the concert of Legends? You remember Damien Rice played at the concert of Legends? Yeah. And he did it without a microphone. Do you remember?
Oh my God! Why did he do that without a microphone?
I mean, it was beautiful, but it
was...
Yeah,
but how weird.
Yeah.
I'd completely forgotten that.
Yeah.
So just for clarity, and this probably will be in the outtakes bit.
Oh.
Well, it depends how long we've been going on 18 minutes. We saw, I don't know what the concert was called, but it was some charity concert.
Concert of Legends.
And the reason we refer to it as the Concert of Legends was because there was some really annoying geezer behind us that every single person that came on stage, he shouted, "Legend."
Legend!
Even though, to be fair, there were possibly no legends on that stage during the evening.
Well,
it was an entertaining night, don't get me wrong, but legend is a big word.
Concert for Care, it was, Carla.
I don't even know why we were there. It was so random. It was such a random night, and it was Brixton Academy. Yeah, and Damien Rice came on, bizarrely, and decided to sing without a microphone.
Yeah. Oh, and do you remember, just looking back through the photos, do you remember David Walliams came on and he did that skit where he pulled that bloke's pants, trousers down?
It was Mark Ronson. He pulled Mark Ronson's trousers down.
But didn't he also get some person from out of the crowd?
I think he pulled down a few pairs of trousers, didn't he, on that evening? It was very uncomfortable.
And then the best was when James Corden, of course, had to like...
That was the start of realising that James Corden was actually a little bit annoying because he just popped up. And at the time, we only really knew him as like Smithy from Gavin and Stacey, you know, a bit of a comedian. And then he proceeded to sing a really serious...
He sang Nobody Does It Better.
Really weird. Really weird. And he was in a big woolly jumper.
Yeah. Oh, well done for remembering that.
Because it was so woolly. He looked like a sheep. It was ridiculous. It was too big.
Simon Le Bon came on with Kaiser Chiefs.
That could be the only one that probably would have constituted any kind of legend status. Yet, I don't think he shouted out legend at that point, ironically. It was a good evening, but definitely not as legendary as the man in the crowd led us to believe.
Side note. What was I watching recently with someone, or I was listening to a podcast where they said, who's the most famous blonde on telly? Pat Sharp.
Who said that?
I can't remember. I was listening to a podcast and they said that.
That doesn't sound like any podcast would say that other than us. Are you sure it wasn't our podcast?
No, it wasn't our podcast, but it was like, you know, one of these ones where they just talk rubbish to each other.
But definitely not our podcast.
No.
That rules us out. We've now had the Euros because the last episode we recorded and we mentioned, I mean, it was unfortunate really that we were talking about we didn't know anyone and it went out the day after the final happened. And then we just look like idiots because, of course, now we know everyone, don't we?
Well, I don't think just by having watched the final we can claim to be particularly clued up.
We did watch the final, though. That was... So neither of us had ever watched a football match, really, have we, all the way through? No, for years or ever.
Can we say we really watched that one? I'm not sure we really did.
We had it on, didn't we? We made an effort. We had it on.
Yes.
And I definitely watched the penalties, because unlike the rest of England, I really enjoy the penalties. I think they're quite exciting.
Well, I enjoy them if we win them.
I mean, that would have been a bonus, obviously. But when I drove home from yours, it was a very somber road. Like, as I was driving up to yours, there was, like, people out in the street, everyone was in a good mood. But when I drove home, it was just a somber journey. Not for me. I was, you know, it would have been nice if we won, but I wasn't depressed like a lot of the nation were.
Sorry, how have we got onto this?
I don't know. All right, don't rub it in.
Just saying.
The number one song on...
All right.
Look, let's just go into it, okay?
All right.
Are you still eating?
I've paused because can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. You sound like Marlon Brando in The Godfather, like you've just got like a mouthful of something.
Oh, no, just I've swallowed some spit.
Oh, God. I'm not even sure that can go in the outtakes.
Well, if you saw what this stuff looked like, I'm going to send you a photo.
No.
Mm.
No. Oh, my God. What the hell is that?
Doesn't it look delightful?
No. Mm. Okay. Why is it green?
Because it's lime jelly.
No, but that's not a jelly, Zoe.
It's lime jelly, and then you add some cottage cheese to it.
Oh, no wonder you're ill. Horrible.
It's very nice.
No.
Mm,
right.
Yeah. What I can tell is that... Oh, sugar. I've just dropped my water everywhere.
Oh, do you want to salt that out?
No, it's fine. It's on the floor. It's fine.
Mop it up.
I'll just grab some tissues and just chuck them in the general direction of where the water is. So that's why. You just have a little sip of your drink there, Carla.
Well, you can't because yours is on the floor. You have to lick yours up, won't you?
No.
I'm just going to drink my water.
You sound like water going down a plug hole then.
Thank you. Stuck by him, didn't she?
Of course she did.
She could have divorced him a long time before then and got half of that money.
Yeah, but come on. She wouldn't be where she is today. She wouldn't have... Oh! She went back... Oh!
What's the matter with you?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm trying to do.
What are you doing?
I wanted to put another layer of nail polish on my toe. So I was trying to do that while I was talking to you.
Dirty feet out.
Excuse me, you've got your dirty legs out.
I'm not sitting there picking my feet like you are.
I'm not picking them. I was going to paint them, but I decided against it because all my setup went a bit haywire.
Okay.
What I was going to say is if Debbie had divorced Paul, she wouldn't have been on The Masked Dancer.
Ridiculous thing to say. You got absolutely no proof of that. Right. Now, what I would have been watching on the telly on this date.
That was a really awkward. Right.
Shall I do it again?
Now, it's a bit Alan Partridge. Well, you know Marcus Rashford.
No.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't think I do.
He's the one that did all the school meals and all that.
School meals?
Oh, God, forget it.
Anyway, the number one song...
Oh, that was... Oh, what was that? That was a really strange segue.
I've got nothing to say. I don't know who this Marcus Rashford is.
No, but it was just the way... Let's move on. The number... Like, it just was... Just very strange.
Okay. Let's move on to the number one song, shall we?
That's better.
Good. Okay, so on to the TV guide, I think.
Why'd you say the TV guide?
On to the TV.
Oh, this is a shambles.
It wasn't a shambles. You could have just let it go, but no, you're making me say it again. Okay, right. On to what we would have been watching on TV.
Oh, yeah, that sounded really awkward, but yeah.
Yeah, it did. That's why I said TV guide. Okay, right. I think we've done enough on that.
Job done.
Nice. So, the number All right. one...
Smashy and nice. What was that?
Let's rock.
That was very strange. I don't know what is going on today.
if you're still here, we have been nominated in...
I'm bored now. I'm bored.
Let me get to the end of it.
Right, go on.
This will be cut down. It will be so smooth.
Mm-hmm. Smooth as a baby's bottom.
So we've been nominated for Best Comedy Podcast on Quite the Thing Media. So if you head over to Quite the Thing Media, and we should be, by the time this goes out, we should be listed.
I'll get to the point. What are you talking about?
If you head there, you can see it in the UK because it's gone straight to streaming, obviously, because the cinemas are currently shut. So a lot of cinema releases are going straight to cinema. Cinema releases are going straight to streaming.
You sounded like you really struggled with that sentence.
That's too much.
Too many. My point still remains that
it doesn't remain.
You can get posters.
Yeah, in children's. Okay, whether you want to call them children's comics or children's magazines is irrelevant. Teenagers don't read magazines anymore. They just don't. I know I go to the magazine racks and I buy magazines for my mum, so I'm in one section, you buy them for children, so you're in another. But when did you see a teenage section of magazines anymore? There isn't one.
They do still do all the music magazines.
Oh, they don't.
Well, they've still got all like
what have they got, Zoe?
Well, have I they don't got? Know. They definitely is it Music Maker or whatever those ones are?
Melody what Maker went out of print in 2000.
Melody Maker.
No, 2000 it was last in print.
Well, they definitely do have music. Oh, I'm going to look it up. Not amazing.
Q's gone. Kerrang's still going. The heavy metal one. I'll give you that. Kerrang is still going. But that's only for heavy metal fans. So that's not, you know.
Uncut, that's apparently. Mojo, that's still going.
But they're older. They're more adults. Uncut and Mojo are for adult music
classic
fans.
Classic pop.
Oh, yeah, the classic pop. All the kids are getting that, aren't they? To get their latest Duran Duran poster.
Shout. There's some magazine called Shout.
That might be a kid. That might be teenage. Yeah. That might be teenage. I'll give you Shout.
Smash Hits.
Smash Hits is not still going.
Smash Hits still going?
No, it's not. Stop it.
Anyway, right? There are some. I'm looking it up. Music magazines. Look. Total Guitar. Opera Now. International Piano. That is niche, isn't it? Choir and Organ.
Don't.
I've really gone down a whole rabbit hole. Anyway, we digress. What are we talking about?
Superman.
If you could raid a shop, which shop would you raid?
Apple.
Oh, yeah, of course. But I don't think they can be raided because it's all out the back.
But the display models work.
Yeah, but who wants that someone else has had their paws all over?
No, but I could maybe sell it on the black market or something.
Thinking, oh, this is a joyful hour in what is a really... You'll have to bleep that. What? Time.
Oh, I only say it twice.
awful... really time.
You rarely say that word.
I really rarely say that word. Literally, that was
so special that one came out for this. She was signing a book that was supposedly written by Doreen. Who's Doreen?
Oh,
Dorian.
This is an absolute shambles today.
It's not. It's going to sound really good by the end of it. There's some good bits.
Okay.
Nothing will beat you saying Freddy Krueger's fingernail. That alone has made the episode. We can relax now.
Okay,
that's the big laugh. We don't need anything else. Anyway, on to what I would have been watching.
Oh, yeah, I forgot we had to talk about you.
Yeah, sorry.
I was thinking, oh, we're there at the end already, but...
No, that would be great, wouldn't it? If we imagine if we'd actually got a whole episode in the 30 minutes, which meant I wouldn't have to edit it.
Well, but there's been some dross in here. You'd have had to edit it anyway. We wouldn't have enough content.
I can normally tell. I reckon we've got about 17 minutes of content so far.
Oh, no.
I reckon, yeah.
17's quite a precise number.
I'm going to go with that. I'll let you know when I get to the 17 point.
Oh, I'll look forward to that then. Thanks.
Okay. Isn't it to choose what date we do?
Yeah. I don't know what I'm trying to say there, but... I was going to say, make a comment, and then I was like, oh, I don't really know what my comment is, so I'll stop talking now.
You're tired. You've had a long day. It's okay. It's okay. Take a nap while I introduce everything.
Yeah. Fill them in, Carla. Yeah. Fill them in, and I'll...
Right. So, but I was older than you. You were, what, 4 months when this was happening?
Yeah, was. Just, what's the phrase? Just, glint in my... I don't know what the phrase is.
I don't know what you're going on about tonight. I think you should stop talking. Oh, this
doesn't bode well, does it? It doesn't bode well.
Ridiculousness.
There's something about a biker in it, if that helps. What's the word? To someone's memory, to jog. Oh my God, what is wrong with me today?
What are you trying to say?
What I was trying to say is it was about a biker, if that helps to jog anyone's memory, but I couldn't get the words out. Maybe I am having a stroke.
Can you just get to the end of the episode, please?
God, this is not the way I want to go. I don't want you to be the last person I speak to.
They turned the lights off.
Yeah, exactly. It was like at the end of the shoot. She was like, quick, capture me in this moody light.
I don't know why that's made me laugh.
I don't know why that's made you laugh either. The song on it was a song called The Emperor's New Clothes. Compose yourself, Carla. What's wrong with you?
I don't know why I found that so funny. I don't know what's wrong. I told you I don't feel well.
It's not an excuse.
I mean, I must feel ill that I find you funny.
I know.
I do have another podcast that is retired, but called Theme Park Films, if anyone's interested, where we talk about films. What did we talk about? I can't even remember.
God. You talked about films. Park rides that are based on films.
Yeah, no, but not just the rides. No, I talk about the films that have theme park rides. Yes, get it right. It's not been that long.
I said that. Theme park rides that are based on films. That's what I said.
No, I don't just talk about the rides, though. We talk about the films.
Yeah, but the film is because it's a... You choose that film because it's a film from based a theme park ride.
From a ride. Yeah, correct. Yeah.
Okay. Talking of Carla, we need to work our way through all the new Christmas sandwiches that will be coming out.
I don't normally work my way. I don't really care about the Christmas sandwiches. I know you do. The only thing I look forward to is the festive bake in Greg's.
Oh, yeah, that's the difference. And therein sums up the difference between you and I. I didn't even know Greg's did a festive bake.
Ow. I just hit my leg on the table.
What makes it festive?
It's got turkey in it.
Oh, okay. Bit of cranberry, or is that a bit too exotic?
Not for Greg's. Come on, it's got a bit of turkey in it. They basically change the chicken bake to a turkey bake, I think is all they do, and put a bit of greenery on top, call it Christmas. Mm-hmm. I think it might have some ham in it, actually, normally, but I'm not a big sandwiches person.
Me neither, normally. But
are you talking M&S sandwiches or Pret sandwiches?
I mean, just all the sandwiches.
Just every sandwich.
I've already had this year a Christmas baguette from Pret.
Okay, how was that?
It's good. You know what I think the key ingredients are to a good Christmas sandwich?
Mm.
It doesn't really matter what the other fillings are, but what's important is stuffing, crispy onions, and cranberry.
Okay.
But what else? I mean, actually, I'm just happy with those three things in a Christmas sandwich.
But you don't like turkey, turkey is what most people associate with Christmas, so surely they crop up quite a lot in Christmas sandwiches.
No, so I don't dislike turkey. I don't dislike turkey. I just prefer a chicken.
I think they're very similar. I think if I had to do a taste test, I think I'd be hard pushed to tell you the difference blindfolded.
And do you know what? I think that's probably very fair, and I think I've probably been a little bit brainwashed by my mother on this. Side note, I've just found an article talking about all the different Christmas sandwiches this year, and apparently Yasda's the winner, they think, on this article.
Now, call me a snob.
Right. I'd never call you a snob. That is the last thing I'd call you, but yeah.
Well, I've never had an Asda sandwich. I just don't. I don't trust it, and I don't know why. Because I don't mind Asda. You know I don't. I would eat a Tesco sandwich. In fact, that's the sandwich I eat more than anything. Is a Tesco meal deal because they're the best value.
They are good value.
Yeah, Sainsbury's fine. Although I think they're too expensive, so I would always default to Tesco. But Asda, it wouldn't even enter my head to go into an Asda and buy a sandwich.
When we were working at the cinema, did you do not a late night trip to Asda and buy sandwiches then? Especially when they were, by that point, they'd be on Whoopsies.
No, I never did that, even as a teenager. No, I always used to just go to Mackie D's.
Do you call them Whoopsies?
They're Whoops items.
Well, yeah, my nanny and granddad, they used to shop in Asda, and they'd come home, they'd go, oh, we got some good Whoopsies.
Well, because they have Whoops written on the label, don't they?
Do they still? I don't know if they do still.
I don't know if they still. Yeah, surely. Do they? I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, neither you nor I have shopped properly in Asda for a while. But anyway, that makes me think of my nanny and granddad.
Oh, that's nice.
You know what I'm more of a snob about than Asda?
Hmm.
Morrison's.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't consider eating a Morrison's sandwich either, and I don't know why.
Do you know what I mean?
But why?
I don't know. And do you know what? It says here they've launched 11 Christmas sandwiches this year.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Oh, I'm sorry to those of our listeners who are vegan, but the Merry Vegan Vegetable Sandwich has parsnip hummus, pickled red cabbage and festive chutney.
I like parsnips, though.
Oh, I love a parsnip, but not parsnip hummus.
No.
No. I like hummus. I like parsnips, but not parsnip hummus.
Step too far, isn't it?
The Asda pig in blankets baguette does look rather nice.
You could have got one yesterday when you were in Asda, when you were texting me, Carla, cross that you were in Asda.
Honestly, in and out of that place as quick as I could. Awful.
Very snobby you are about that. Our local Asda, I think, is perfectly all right.
It's not my local Asda. My local Asda is better than that Asda.
It's not. The one that's nearer you, I would rather go in the one that's nearer me 100 times.
No. Of course. No.
You know where you stand with it.
I feel like I'm going to be stabbed if I say something slightly out of turn. I feel like members of staff would pull a knife on me.
Listen, you would be stabbed because you'd walk in all nervous. You've got to have the Croydon walk about you. You ain't got a Croydon walk. You've lost it. You've got an Epsom walk.
I have lost it. You're right.
I think they're very, very nice. It's in there. I don't see the issue. But I wouldn't eat their sandwiches. Just saying.
brother. What is wrong with you tonight?
I just put my water down and smacked my hand on the laptop. It hurt, actually. Oh. But instead of asking if I'm all right, you just get annoyed.
You know what I've done did today? Well, you know when you put your head up and you hit it on the wall? Because I like bent down to speak to Esmond. Oh, God, the pain.
So,
anyway, you need to just, because you need to just sit still because there's been just a lot of background noise.
It's just very, very hot in here. So I'm having to drink lots of water or I'll just pass out.
Okay. You can only stretch that so far, I think. Film, yes. Second film, yes. Then it starts to get a bit. Oh, my goodness. What was that?
It was just the microphone.
God.
Well, not the microphone, the popper thing.
Oh, popper. You need to, honestly, what have I said to you before about that?
Yeah, I know, but it's difficult at the moment because everything's packed, so I've got nothing to lean it on. I've just got like this bare desk.
God, my heart rate just, I wondered what it was. I don't know anyway what I was saying. I was thrown by that. now you're all a yogi.
Now that I'm all up with a yoga, mate, I'm doing it right now.
Can you film yourself doing yoga at some point, please? I really need to see this.
I'm very good at yoga, actually. I was always good at it as a kid, and now I'm even better. That's the good news.
Since when did you do yoga as a kid?
Well, you know, I could sit in assembly with my legs crossed, so that's yoga, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, same diff.
Yeah. No, I'm only doing like 20 minutes a day.
So, I know, you know, but 20 minutes a day is pretty good going.
Don't feel tired after.
No.
So I don't know whether I should be doing more.
Do you feel calm?
No.
Oh, okay.
Mumbo jumbo. Honestly, I'm doing it so that because I'm not exercising as much because I'm not going to work, I'm doing it so I can eat more chocolate. That is my sole motivation. It's not to feel relaxed.
Yeah, but if it's not doing anything, then that's not having the desired effect.
Well, we don't know, do we? I'll see.
All right. Well, you're twice the size that you are next time I see you. When we come out of lockdown in October to go and see Bond,
and I look like the Nutty Professor, you'll know it didn't work.
You'll know that your theory was unproved.
You'll be like, Carla, you need to do more than 20 minutes of yoga a day. Not cutting the mustard, Carla.
No. I feel like we probably need to check in before you get to that point, you know, just so they can help you to, you know, see the light.
It's difficult, isn't it? Because I do a walk to try and substitute everything I would have done during work walking. So I do that, but then you're still not doing as much as you would normally do. So I am trying to, like last lockdown, it was a bit of a novelty and it's, we're all getting fat. But now this is like our life. It's like, I can't allow this to happen. Not that I've got fat, but, you know, I think we've all got to do a little bit to try and, you know, keep ourselves roughly in trim. This could be going on for ages.
Well, I've been that annoying person that's gone the other direction and lost weight during...
Yeah, I know you did.
It could change at any moment, Carla. Trust
that was
me.
The first lockdown.
No, this was... In the first lockdown, I didn't.
Yes, it was the second one. You're right.
Yeah, exactly. This regime. So there's every possibility that I could revert back.
Okay.
You know, watch this space.
Well, fingers crossed.
Yeah. Is whether it's in the Netflix in the States.
Netflix in the States.
On that there Netflix. Sorry.
Little shout out to our northern friends.
I don't even know where in the north that was supposed to be. Apologies.
Oh, Corrie, it's all Corrie, isn't it? Lancashire. If people would like to get in touch and get their date on the show, how can they go about that, Zoe?
Pardon?
What?
You went like, it sounds like
I said that properly.
You sound like you did a burp in the middle.
I've never burped in my life. That's true. Never burped. I can't burp.
Oh, come on.
Genuinely, absolute genuine. And my dad never burped once in his life either. I can't burp, and neither could he. And that, honestly, I'm not lying.
No, you are, but can you fart?
I'm not. Yes, that's different.
It's all about gas escaping, isn't it? So,
well, it just goes down. It doesn't come up. I honestly, that is 100% true that I've never burped in my life.
Don't get your mum to then send me a message saying it's true what Carla's told you, because this is what you do every time, as if that suddenly makes it me go, oh yeah, well, all right then, this rubbish she's feeding me is actually accurate.
You calling my mum a liar? Out of order.
Calling you both full of your own BS. If your dad was alive, he's the one I'd get the sense out of.
Yeah, and he would tell you, I've never burped and neither has my daughter. All right? It's something we both suffered from.
I was thinking, hang on a second, you haven't got a daughter, Carla, but now I understand you were speaking with your dad's voice. Got it.
I went into character.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, right, I'll do it again then, shall I?
Yeah.
Okay. That's all I've got to say.
Oh, was that? Did you drop the mic then?
That was me putting the phone down.
Sounded like you dropped the mic.
No, I don't want to drop the mic. It's expensive, this mic.
It is.
Not cheap business, is it, this podcast game?
Well, I mean, it's not. We've hardly thrown a huge amount of money at it. Have we? Which might explain a few things.
Honestly, when some people post like their setups, I mean, setup.
You know, also, like, you know, during COVID, when a lot of people were doing Zoom calls and stuff, or voiceovers and things, and you'd see these celebrities would put pictures on Instagram where they've gone in like their understairs cupboard because it gives the best acoustics and all that kind of thing. I'm just sitting on my sofa right now.
Yeah. And look at us.
Imagine
flying, aren't we?
Imagine how successful we could be if we actually put a bit of effort into it.
I know. It's amazing.
When I say we, I mean me. Like,
I didn't say it.
No, but you were thinking it. And that's
No. I don't even think it anymore. I'm just resigned to it. Right. So if anyone wants to be like Jeremy. So, if anyone wants to be like and submit a date, how can they go about that?
Well, Carla, they can find us on social media at @number1rerun, or they can send us an email at number1rerun@hotmail.com, or they can do a Jeremy. It's your
You've
fault.
Got it wrong too.
Yeah, because of you.
Okay. So, normally, we get people to send in dates. We don't normally pick the dates, do we?
Oh, is that your segue into me? Like, I got you.
I mean, three years in, and you still don't pick up on the cue.
No, it just wasn't very smooth.
I think it was smooth, actually. I think you're a little bit tired today. I think that's the problem.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to bed straight after this.
Yeah.
Or they can submit a review by iTunes.
iTunes!
Or you can submit a review on
On the iTunes.
It's not called iTunes, is it? Or they can submit a review on iTunes and pop. I was going to say put and pop, and I ended up with poop. Put your date in your review.
Five star review.
Or pop your date in your review, either. Don't interrupt.
Sorry. Five star review.
Only a 5-star review. Yeah. As Shirley did, they can find us on the socials. As I said, on all of the socials.
Don't say that, social. You can't pull it off.
Can I not?
No, you
well, I don't think it. I don't think anyone calls it. Oh, what does she want me to call it then? That's what I've been calling it.
Social media platforms.
Oh, it's too long.
Too long.
I've been at the zoo all day, Carla. Cut me a slack. Okay.
All right, we'll go with the social.
No, fine. As Shirley, I don't even know what I'm saying. As Shirley did, you can find us on all social media platforms at Number One Rerun, including Twitter, even though we're not particularly fans of Twitter and their ethos. You can also find us on... You've thrown me completely.
You can email us.
Oh, you can also email us at number1rerun@hotmail.com. Or you can submit a 5-star review on iTunes and pop your date in the review. And the date needs to be any date from 1978 to today, which is our lifetime.
Perfect. Very good.
Thanks.
You got for it, didn't you?
Yeah. How many episodes in are we?
I looked the other day on our feed and we're over 60 now.
Yeah, I thought we must be 60-odd.
Yeah, we're in the 60s, and I don't think you've ever said it all the way through correctly. I don't think I've ever not had to edit the last bit.
No, can I just say, there's no such thing as correct. I like to mix it up.
Freestyle, innit?
Yeah.
Bit of freestyle.
There's no right or wrong way, Carla. Don't want it to sound off rote like yours. You can send us an email at number1remail. No. You can send us an email at number1rerun. Now you interrupted me when I was actually saying it properly, so now I've got to say it again. Well, more for you, because you're going to have to edit this out.
And, of course, we want to wish you all a very happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, no, that was bad, wasn't it? Merry Christmas.
No, that was horrible. That was worse.
Oh,
no,
I'd
rather go with the first one. Yes.
Merry Christmas. Oh,
no, stop it. Just stop it.
I've given you three there to choose from.
None are usable. They're all horrible. Okay. Stop it. Yeah. Let me, maybe if I key you up again, it will sound more natural. Okay?
Go on then.
Yeah. So, we just want to wish you all a very happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Better like that, no?
Yeah, that's fine.
The date has to be any time from 1978 to today, which is our lifetime.
Oh, yeah, sorry, you finished. Sorry, I was having a drink then and you finished. You normally, you stumble. You stumble so many times that it takes you a while, but you actually got through that in one take. I wasn't expecting it. Thought I had all the time in the world.
Rude.
I have watched the Bake Off in the past, and I do like Noel Fielding doing it.
I gotta go because Esme's not in her bed.
Right. Thank you very, very much for listening, and we'll see you in the next one.
Thanks. Bye. I don't know why she's not in her bed again. I'll text you in a sec.
Well, that's got shot of her then. Thank you very, very much if you managed to get to the end of this outtake show. I know it was a mega long one, and I can only imagine my mum is still here. Hello, Mum. Anyone else? We just want to say a few thank yous. Thank you as ever to Podcast Radio. We're lucky enough to feature on that every now and then, and we're really grateful to them. Even if we're not on it, please go and check them out. They're on DAB or online. They basically play podcast back to back throughout the day. We would also like to thank everyone that voted for us in Quite the Thing Media Comedy Award. We're blown away that we came third in that, and it wasn't just three people that were up for nomination, so that was even more amazing. Thank you very much to everyone that bothered to put their vote in for that, and Quite the Thing Media for organizing it. And of course, we always thank Stacey from the Rough Giraffe podcast / Run With Me podcast, who designed our logo. Special thank you from me to Zoe and Esme for being my co-host, and in Esme's case, executive producer of the show. Just a little housekeeping going forward. From next year, we will be going to every 4 weeks rather than every 3 weeks. I know originally we were every 2 weeks, so the gap's getting longer. But a couple of reasons. One is we have talked about a hell of a lot of stuff, and it's harder for us not to repeat the same programmes, especially over and over. And secondly, Zoe's going to be moving next year. I know from my schedule, or schedule, as she'll correct me, of moving this year and trying to maintain everything, including the podcast, was tough. So we might go back the following year, who knows? But for the foreseeable, we will be every 4 weeks. But please do send in your dates. We've only got the first couple, I think, taken up at the moment. So any date from 1978 until present day, send in. And if we haven't already done it, we will gladly look to do it for you. Thanks again for listening. Thanks for all your downloads. And from myself and Zoe, we want to wish you a very happy and safe 2022.